I tried to think of some changes from the beginning of the 70s to the end of the 70s. One that I thought of was, at the beginning of the 70s, it was a big thing to get to wear jeans to school, but it was kind of hard for the administration and the students to figure out which ones were too grubby, which ones had the frayed hems, which ones we could wear, and which ones we couldn't. And then the boys had to wear belts. If they didn't have a belt, they had to get a belt. There was a switch from 5 girls on the homecoming court to 3 girls on the homecoming court. In the 70s, there was a switch from the name of our conference and the teams that we play in our conference. It was switched from the Twin Lakes Conference to the River Valley Conference. We used to have the study hall with rows of chairs with a hardwood floor. Now it's the study center with groupings of chairs with some upholstered furniture with plants for atmosphere. Carpeted, very nice. Good atmosphere for studying or talking or whatever. One of the favorite teachers, Mr. Spalding, I think, will always be a favorite teacher of the 70s, a very good teacher, but a teacher that has left us that I think we will all remember and all consider as a favorite was Mr. Pullman. He was an administrator, a coach, and a teacher, and he seemed to always get along with everybody and still do a good job. I think that's an awful hard thing to do, is get along with people and do a good job, and he did that very well. I can't sit down without talking about probably the highlight of my high school years, and that was going to the state tournament, to the girls' basketball state tournament. It was such a thrilling thing. I just, standing up here, I relive all these things. It almost makes me want to get tears in my eyes. It was such a fun, thrilling thing. It was in 1971 that we went to the state tournament for the first time for Rolfe. I remember talking to Mr. Van Houten one time. I was really upset. There was sort of a rivalry between me and another girl for the position on the team, and I was so upset when I went and talked to him, and he just turned me around. I had a negative attitude when I went to talk to Mr. Van Houten, and when I left, I had such a positive attitude. He said, "I think we can make it to that big barn this year. I think we can make it to the state tournament." I just thought he was nuts. I thought he was crazy. And it turns out we went. He was such a great coach, and I think we'll always remember him. Dennis Sterling was our assistant coach. I remember playing in the finals of the district at Fort Dodge. And, well, before we went to the locker room to dress, I remember when it was our time to go down and get dressed, crowds from 3 of the teams that were in that Dodger Stadium in Fort Dodge stood up and clapped and cheered and yelled and whistled for us. It was such an exciting thing to be walking down the steps, getting ready to go play your game, and having all these people standing up and cheering and clapping. It was such a highlight to be on this team, or just to be from Rolfe, to share in this experience, I think. In 1972, we went, we played in the finals of the district. We did not go to state, but that year we were rated the 8th in the state, number eight team in the state, and that was really something for us also. Another thing that I always remember, a person that I always remember was told about in this slideshow, was Harold Callaghan. He was always there. He was so enthusiastic about our sports, about anything about the school. His announcing at the games, his always writing the notices or announcements on his drugstore window. He was just a great supporter, and he's one person I'm sure we'll all remember.